Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have moved the Spartan Mobile Studios to the east side of town. We are at the D&W at Knapp's Crossing on the corner of Knapp and the Beltline. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And it's a good day if you're out looking for some good food. D&W does it right. Fresh Markets is an understatement because this place, I mean, just the smells. We're right across from the Starbucks here. We've got a bakery. We've got several bakery counters in this place. A huge fresh vegetable and produce section here. The bakery is just baking bread. I mean, I was watching those ladies back there. They're just humping the dough, man. It's huge. And then you roll right around into the fish and the seafood department. And Corey Stamus is the manager back there. Stamus, and he's busy shucking ice right now on lobster. So, I'm sorry. John Gregory is the manager back there, and Corey Stamus is the meat manager, and Corey is with us right now. Good morning, Corey.
Morning, guys.
And you have a lot of seafood background, so you're filling in for John. I see next week you've got the seafood extravaganza, and I know I'll be back here next week because I see wild-caught 7 to 8 ounce lobster tails for $11.88 apiece. That's a bargain.
Yeah, that's correct. Friday and Saturday we have our seafood extravaganza. Great price on the U15 scallops for $11.88 a pound. Those are the jumbo scallops, the real big ones.
Yeah, what does that U15 mean, if somebody doesn't know?
Under 15 of them in a pound.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, U15, I get it.
Yeah, they're
good size. It's not a soccer team.
Right.
those are about the size of a baseball in diameter.
Really?
Yeah.
Those things are, they're jumbo.
They're beautiful.
Yep.
I love scallops. It's a beautiful thing to grill. That's something you can grill easily because it does not stick to the grill so well if you oil it up. But the texture of a scallop, I do probably tend to prefer the little bay scallops a little better. But I'll generally just saute them because they're so small they don't fit on the grill so well. You don't want to drop a scallop through the grill. That's just criminal.
Yeah, yeah. They're too precious to do that with. But if you are grilling them, again, this is a delicate little piece of flesh that you have to be very careful not to overcook it because there again, like a lot of things, it'll go from good to bad in a hurry. So my tip on this one is before you have the friends over and it's the first time you're grilling scallops, you better try it once or twice and get it perfected on your grill because there's a 30-second to a minute period where you go from great to not so good.
You know, Jop, I like your logic, man.
Yeah.
Because you know what that means? You just get to eat scallops one time in advance. Honey, we got to do this.
That's right.
I don't want to look like a buffoon out on the grill. Another really good use for a grill basket. Again, simple little gadget. A lot of people don't own them, but once you get used to using them, those smaller pieces like that makes it real easy to flip uniformly. If you've got a good grill and it cooks evenly, perfect time to use a uniform basket like that because you're not dropping them, you're not crushing them, you're not tearing them up. The presentation means a lot. You get some nice sear marks, and more than anything, you're not breaking them in half because scallops, you're going against the grain, so they will collapse on you when they get nice and soft. But back with Corey here, you've got the seafood extravaganza, but also I noticed you've got freshwater prawns back there. Those are on sale today.
Yeah, yes, they are. The prawns, those are 8 to 12 count, and they're already deveined. The shell's on, so they're a great item to throw on the grill.
Perfect tailgate food right there. You skewer those prawns. Again, you make up your oil, put your seasonings in it, whatever you like on seafood. Coriander's a nice one, a little lemon peel or some lime juice, a little olive oil, some cracked pepper, a touch of salt, and might even want to use sea salt since they're prawns.
Corey, one of my favorite things, one, because I enjoy fishing, but two, is fresh salmon. And I know that the store's got a really great price right now on fresh salmon back there, don't they?
Yeah, today is the last day for fresh salmon, Atlantic salmon, at $5.88 a pound. Just a great price on that. We got a ton of it back there, and it was just coming fresh.
If you've never grilled salmon, by the way, is the skin is still on this. So
yes, it is.
You can throw it right on the grill. Again, put a little oil on it so it doesn't stick, but put your seasonings on there. I prefer a very light seasoning. I think I gave you everybody a balsamic and maple syrup drizzle to put on top of it with a little cracked salt and pepper. That's on the website, thegrillingguys.com. I know that recipe's out there, but some people like the cedar blanket. Some put it right on the grill. But I tell you what, it's a quick cook. It's very easy. It's almost impossible to ruin salmon because you can tell when it's done because it's you can tell when it's done because it flakes away. So give that a try. I tell you what, fresh salmon on the grill, one of my favorite things to cook.
And it's also a really nice thing to put on a plank. And a little key here, if you're going to plank salmon, take the skin off it. You always want to take the skin off when you're going on a plank. And you just get some little chunks of cedar. People use alder. They use apple, any kind of plank wood without a real strong flavor. I bet sassafras would be, which is a local wood here. That would impart a nice flavor. But I really like cedar. There's something crazy about what cedar does to salmon that just makes it off the chain.
Off the chain, baby.
Yeah. So anyway, Corey, we've also got wild Gulf shrimp. Those were gorgeous. And those are $16.99 a pound today. That's a great price for wild shrimp because it takes a lot of effort to get those wild shrimp. And those things back there were just huge and gorgeous and another wonderful delicacy on the grill.
Yep, awesome. You know what? We are out at D&W on corner of Knapp and the Beltline, the D&W Knapp's Crossing. And it's pumpkin mania out here. We're going to be blowing out the pumpkins at $1.88 each. You got to have one of these Yes Reward cards. If you don't have one, you can step up to the customer service desk and get one because they're easy to do. You just sign up. It's kind of like a frequent shopper card. And the cool part about pumpkin mania is you not only can get cheap pumpkins, but you can leave the seeds and guts here because there's a carving tent right at the end of the store. Bring your family here. They're going to be doing caramel apples. The mobile grill from Spartan is here. Going to be putting out 100 pounds of New York strip, one bite at a time, starting at 10:30. It's a big and busy day here at the D&W on Knapp's Crossing.
Yeah, so check us out on the web. It's thegrillingguys.com. And when you're on there, if you want to sign up for our email list, we're going to start sending out those newsletters. I sent out the first one yesterday to about 400 or 500 people. Got some great responses back. All you have to do when you get to thegrillingguys.com, it'll say follow me, or it says basically sign up for the grilling list. Put your email address on there. Send it off. You'll click a response, and then you won't get spammed.
Yeah. So check us out. Hit us on Facebook as well. But coming up in the next segment, we're going to keep Corey right here sitting in the seat because now we're going to go to my favorite part of the store, the butcher market, and we're going to be talking about some of the great specials that are going on. Hey, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. Get outside. Fire up that grill. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.